Continuing on with the scripture reading this morning, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 through 23. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and its incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is evoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And the God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is the body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be pleasing to you, God, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Were you aware this is the last Sunday of the year? When I say that, I don't mean the calendar year, I mean the liturgical year. Today marks Christ the King Sunday, the end of the year and the last Sunday before we begin the new year, being Advent. It's appropriate that Christ the King Sunday falls on this Sunday this year because it arrives alongside one of the greatest of American holidays, a time where everyone is able to come together and agree on what's truly important, a time of mutual respect and love for the things we center our lives around, and of course, I'm talking about Black Friday. Black Friday is perhaps the holiday for American consumerism. It's the holiday that essentially kicks off the Christmas season, riding roughshod over Advent in the process. It's the holiday that for many years marked the beginning of Christmas displays in stores, Christmas music on the radio, the day when Hallmark and all of the other family channels would begin to air their Christmas movies, which are really just 500 versions of the same movie. The day when cities would put up their decorations, and the day when many families would go out and get their tree and prepare it for decorating. However, none of that really seems to apply anymore, as we've seen the Christmas displays arriving earlier and earlier each year, to the point that now it seems that the once high holy day of Halloween has been overshadowed by Santa's power. And yet, we all know the reason for the season. We all know we have to seek out the best gift, the best thing to give our loved ones, the best deals that will make Christmas shopping so much easier, or perhaps hook ourselves up with a discounted vacation or a new TV. Yes, if Christmas is the Easter of American consumerism, then Black Friday is the Ash Wednesday, the day we are instructed to prepare our hearts for the consumerist Christmas that we've been conditioned to accept over the years. Now, I'm not here to badmouth anyone's tradition as they relate to this season, as we're all just looking for some semblance of joy, rhythm, and tradition amidst the madness of this time of year. We're all looking to save a buck or two when it comes to getting those gifts for loved ones, but I want us to consider what it means in light of the intended meaning of the season, which is probably things that we've considered many times before. This time of year is a hodgepodge of holidays, from Black Friday to the many religious and cultural celebrations, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and even the more ancient celebrations of Yule or the recognition of the winter solstice. But Black Friday is something special. Not because it well and truly marks what the Christmas season has become, but also because of its proximity to Christ the King Sunday. I say it's special because both of these holidays are high holy days. High holy days of two wildly different faiths. Christ the King seeks to celebrate the lordship or kingship of Jesus Christ in the world, while Black Friday seeks to celebrate the lordship of the almighty dollar. The kingship, the lordship of the consumerist tendencies we're called to. For many years, Black Friday has been understood as the primary marker of how exactly we're faring as a country. NASDAQ and the GDP and the unemployment rate can tell us something, but they can only tell us how the upper crust tends to be faring. Black Friday, though, does a better job of telling us how we're all doing, how we're all faring in light of the national economy. And if there's one thing that Black Friday has taught us this year, it's that it's complicated. Sales numbers, as it turns out, were up. However, what that seems to mean is that many people have gone out on Black Friday seeking the deals because it's so much harder to afford things the rest of the time. Black Friday stands as this incredible mirror to Jesus' warning that no one can serve two masters. You will either hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. How much of our worth as parents, as grandparents, as relatives, as children, as loved ones, as friends, how much of our worth are we told to place on our capacity to give at Christmas time? Year after year, we are told that we have to give the best gifts to our loved ones, and it seems as though year after year that becomes harder to do. Pockets become tighter, wallets become more strapped. We feel ourselves becoming a little less able to provide as we might want to. And yet here, Black Friday calls us to worship the dollar, to worship consumerism. And what we're being reminded of this year is that that worship is all too often a fool's errand. The worship that calls us to leads us to nothing more than the desire for more. More things, more experiences, more of the year devoted to the Christmas displays, the Christmas music on the radio, the Hallmark movies, which again are 500 versions of the same movie. It's a worship that's never satisfied. It's a worship that can only ever leave us feeling inadequate. Because the nature of consumerism is consume. By design, it will never be satisfied. By design, it always demands more. But Christ the King Sunday, which always falls so close to this high holy day, points us instead to another type of worship. This holiday points us towards the King who tells us that it's not about what we can offer at the altar of gift giving. It's not about what we can bring to the table. It's not about our finances, our abilities, our strengths, our power. It's about our hearts. It's about the love we can show others. Black Friday tells us that the most important thing that we can offer someone is stuff. Goods that will surely make them happy. If you're a true psychopath, it tells you to get your loved one a car for Christmas, as we're told to celebrate Honda Days or Toyotathon. Leaving our loved ones with a car with a bow on the roof that they'll surely be overjoyed to see as they put together that their partner bought a car without first consulting them. But the secret of this consumerist mindset is that it will never satisfy. The things we buy will never stay good. The things we get each other will ultimately fail. They will break, they will wear down. In the end, they will become obsolete. And sooner than ever, as the things that we are increasingly told that we need to get are made with more and more manufactured obsolescence. Intentional breakdowns. As those who make the things don't want us to buy things they will that we will have forever, they want us to buy things that we'll have to replace in 2 years. But Christ the King Sunday tells us that the most important things we can offer our loved ones is ourselves. Time, devotion, love. While Black Friday and the greater Christmas season as it's become can leave us feeling like failures, those who can never succeed and never fully give what we want to give, Christ the King seeks to do the opposite. It seeks to remind us that it's not the gifts. Allow me to be a little cliche for a moment and probably work a little bit of a southern accent in here. Christ the King seeks to remind us that it's not about the presents. It's about the presence. It's a hokey way to say a truthful thing. That it's about the presence that we share. Christ abides in all things. The scripture ends today saying that Christ is the one who fills all and is in all. All things are subject to him. All things are beneath his feet. Christ the King stands in perfect contrast to Black Friday because the message that either holiday leaves us with stands in such stark contrast to one another. Black Friday teaches us that it is about the gifts, it is about the things, it is about what we can provide and what we can buy, but these things fade and become obsolete. These things do not last. Even as they tell us that they, like the diamond commercials of the 90s, will last forever. But Christ the King reminds us that these things won't last, that these things are not king. We may be beholden to the dollar or the whims of the economy. We may have to contend with these forces impacting our lives, but these things will not last forever. These things will fade. Like us, these things are mortal. To say Christ is king is to say Caesar is not. To say Christ is king is to say the government, the dollar, the corporations with their hands in every aspect of our lives, they are not. Black Friday tells us that the answer to all of our problems lies in what we can buy. In gifts, in consumerism, in the things we can give. But Christ the King tells us that the answer lies in the one who will outlast these things. The one who is higher than all the powers and authorities, the one who is far above all rule, authority, power, and dominion, above every name, not only in this age, but so too in the ages to come. And so, if you are one of the many people who this year feels like things are a little tighter, like you can't give as many gifts as you might normally, like you can't provide as well as you might like to for those you love, you can't fill the tree with as many gifts for the grandkids, remember that that is not a failing. You are not the material goods you're conditioned to give. You are a beloved child of God, and you are to love and serve other children of God. Do not measure yourself by the standards of wealth and things, for this is directly what Jesus challenges when he says that you cannot serve both God and money. Measure yourself by the standard of God and love alone. Because while the monetary and physical things of this world tell us that you always need to offer more, you always need to buy more, you always need to spend more and consume more and have more, Jesus tells us the truth. It is enough. And you, my friends, are enough. Amen.